Yo, what's happening? What's happening? What it do? NGB on the scene, never going back. We got 20 sack. We got Dub on the scene. Dub, say what's up to him one time.
It's popping, niggas. You already know. Just trying to stay alive, baby. Get this money. Shout out to all the real towns, ghettos, communities, and all that. Pimp holes, strolls, and all that shit. Trap houses, everything. You already know what time it is. Holla at your boy.
You're. We got Brandy on the scene looking clean. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Brandy, tell me what to do real quick, man.
I don't know what to do, but, you know, it's just a test run. Can y'all hear me good, loud, good? Yeah? Okay. There you go, Isaac.
The mogul.
Well, you know, I'm still wondering if they made it to the moon. What do y'all think?
Fuck no.
Y'all heard of Isaac. Don't get excited. Reckless at Shakur on the scene looking good. Strap the hood, NGB. You on the scene like a movie and a cut like a band-aid, man. We coming soon. This is starting the beginning. You heard me? We ain't gonna stop. We ain't gonna end. Hey, Doug, you wanna say one more thing? Yeah. Bernie, you wanna say one more thing? Yeah. Isaac, you wanna say one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go and holler at him then.
Yeah, man, this is just the beginning, man. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, how can I say, it's a lot of pitfalls and, like, loopholes right now. Because niggas is, they don't see the vision that we see. So the vision is bright and it's clear. You know, we make mistakes, we fall to the wayside, but we gotta keep going. We gotta keep going forward. We gotta keep understanding who we are as men and women, as human beings, period.
You heard it, you know what I'm talking about? We're gonna keep on pushing, you know, talking about hard head, made a soft ass, and we ain't looking for no cushion. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna keep it going like we're doing it. We ain't going back no more. NGB for life is going down.
We're gonna sponsor ourselves. That's how we gonna do it. Until we get some sponsors. But we gonna get some. Don't you worry. Because if we can do it ourselves, no one can stop us.
And if you worry, you're scared. You know what I'm talking about? All that old shit need to get buried. NGB, you heard me?
You snooze, you lose. Early bird gets the worm. It's never no time for sleeping. I'll sleep when I die. I'll tell everybody that. A lot of people don't like when I say that shit because they know I don't sleep. Fuck sleep. Sleep is the cousin of death. And guess what? I ain't got no cousins. You know what I mean? So we got to keep striving. We got to keep riding. We got to keep understanding who we are as men and women and as people, as human beings, basically, overall. Because this shit is really serious right now. And I'm just feeling like the podcast is the people, and the people is the podcast.
Yeah. What we're not going to do is become a product of our environment. We're going to make the environment a product of us. You heard me? And if you sleep, you can't sleep too deep. Because you know what I'm talking about? Sleep is the cousin of death, like my partner just said. So we're going to wake up 24-7, no days off. You heard me?
Because scared money don't make no money. But we need that money. We need so we can't be scared.
That was 365. You heard me? Living legend 24/7. We stay wrecking. We going through hell, but we trying to make it through heaven. You heard me? We all trying. Ain't no more doing. Matter of fact, check me back. Matter of fact, let me reverse that. But what Missy Elliott say? Put my track down, flip it in reverse. Mm-hmm. It's your whatever she said. So let me say it like this. I meant to say this. We ain't trying no more. We doing. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no more trying to do nothing. We doing what we supposed to do. Ain't no more trying. You heard me? Hold on, here you go one more time. I know you got something to say. 20.
Missy was our only misdemeanor. Real shit. Shit real out here, man. Like, for real, I'm feeling real good. Look, this is like a dream come true to me. It's like something that I can't even imagine that's happening right now. And a lot of people probably look at it from a format or a falsetto, like, nigga, ain't shit going on, nigga. You just talking on the mic. Nah. This shit fell the way it fell.
Yeah.
Because it's the way the forces and the powers are supposed to do what they do. So people, they see it, but they don't understand it. And they don't need to. I don't give a fuck what nobody think no more.
Yeah.
I'm over what motherfuckers care about. Because I know who I am. I'm 20 to God. 20 to God? Man, niggas ain't ready for 20 to God.
I say you ain't even gotta understand it as long as you feel it. Matter of fact, you ain't gotta feel it as long as you understand it. It's up to you to do what you wanna do. Anyway, the seed has been planted, you know what I'm talking about? So look, it's only up from here. You gotta enjoy the fruits of your labor, you heard me? Faith comes as small as a mustard seed. Mustard seed is very, very small, but we doing it very, very big. You know what I'm talking about? It's not going down, it's going up. It's going down while it's coming up, all of the above. NGB, you never going back. I got Dub up in here. I got Brandon right there. Shout out to Jasmine on the scene like a movie.
You already?
You know what I'm talking about? She can't be here right now, but she on the scene still. Shout out to that boy Isaac. We right here. You know what I'm
That's
talking about?
That's the man.
Hey, say.
Let me say something about Isaac.
Go ahead.
What you say first?
Let me say something about Anubis. Anubis L. I'm not even gonna say his government name. We're gonna give Anubis L. Anubis L. I've been talking to him for a good amount of time, and he's a very picky person. So for him to call my phone and come and bring me down here and tell me, this is what I need you to do. This is what I want you to do. Yeah. This is what he told me. He called my phone. He said, where you at? I was like, you know me. I'm everywhere. So I'm like, what's up? I'm talking in circles, like I always do. And he's like, shit, you need to come down here and check this shit out. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. So I go down there, me and my son come pull up. It's wonderful. It's magic as soon as we see it.
Did you see a butterfly?
Yes. I seen like just
a ladybug too.
Like blue orbs everywhere.
Good worm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said, this is it. Even my son said, daddy, this is it.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I said, all right, cool. I'm gonna make it happen.
Yes, sir.
So now, I've been going through it because I am 20 to God. So gods go through shit because they have control on a lot of shit. And sometimes they don't know how to control shit. This guy right here, man, he's the overseer of a lot of things. He's got a lot of wisdom on us. He's got a lot of power.
Shout
a lot
out of energy.
Shout out to Anubis L.
You heard me?
Anubis L.
Hey, can we hit the
His name ain't Isaac.
Can we hit the applause for Isaac?
What's his name, Anubis?
Anubis L.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, one more time. We got to do one time for Isaac. One more time. Go hit the phone.
He's a very important factor to this team. If niggas don't understand, he's like the bigs on the Rockefeller right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess I could say I'm Jay-Z. And then we got Dame over here. You know what I mean?
Him.
Yep. So we in the building.
I'm a little careful. Hey, look. I know y'all can hear us. Y'all can't see it. But let me know how Brandon just owned that thing, man. Hey, listen. Y'all can't hear it. I mean, y'all can hear it, but y'all can't see us, man. Just now, that boy just said, who are you again?
I guess I'm Jay-Z.
You Jay-Z? I'm Dame. What you see? I'm Tupac. Hey, look. I tell you what.
Know what? Bring it back.
All right,
sorry. I am Dame. That is Jay-Z. But we ain't breaking up.
Okay, there we go. Bring it back one more time.
And my shit exploded.
Well, you know what? Nah, fuck that. I'm Mary J. Blige. Because she's still rocking
okay,
hard.
Then. But listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all. The way Brandy represented Lil' Kim, you seen it? Brandy started doing jumping. She started doing jumping jacks. She said, I'm Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Before anybody can claim that. But who are you now? You Mary J now?
Yeah, I'm Mary now.
Mary J's
is
very
important. Like, she's still that bitch.
You the first lady.
She's a very important source.
Yeah,
you're very, very important. You heard me?
Oh, see?
They go down. Yeah.
If you looked in my life to see what I see.
My life.
La da 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 da. Life is wrong, yeah, but you can make it.
All right, take
photos. If you're feeling down, you should never fake it.
Girl, I'm okay. I can spend time with you. We can never
say what's on your mind, and you'll find in time that all that negative energy it would all deceive.
My baby gotta look good, roses, cause I care. Alright, look, we back on the scene, y'all. NGB never going back.
Never going back.
You hear me? Hey, check me out. We never going back to being broke. We never going back to being dumb. We ain't going back to being stupid. Isaac, about time to get excited.
That's what you said. Isaac, time to get excited.
Let's go.
That's what you said.
That's him, L.
Isaac is still Hebrew, but Anubis L. Bay is my national name. And, or title, should I say. because I know I'm not black.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not a color. I don't get down with color law.
Right.
Well, African American.
African American. I'm not two continents.
Exactly.
I'm me.
Yo, say that. I'm not two continents.
I am that I am.
Continents.
Like,
yes.
Like the source says all the time. They ask for a name.
I am.
I am that I am.
I am.
In court, that really works.
When you fill out an application, they ask you what race you are.
Come this way.
I mark it all out and I put that on my board.
No, I'm about to swing it back to you when I say this. I'm going to swing this back to you. So, you're colorblind. I'm colorblind. I'm not a Taurus, but a bull only sees red. Mm-hmm. That's why they do the Taurus.
Dogs only see black and white.
Right. So I believe us being colorblind sets the standard, sets the bar for certain situations.
I see green.
I'm about to pass the mic back to Kill Bill over here. And and then we need the L Bader to say what he got to say. This shit is a beautiful moment in history right now. For us.
Yes, sir.
For us. Not for everybody. Everybody. We have to understand this, right? I'm sorry I'm being long-winded. But this is what I do.
Talking, man.
We have to understand this. Everybody ain't gonna fuck with this shit.
Yes,
and that's just what it is.
Yes,
niggas gonna fuck with it when they see us get a check. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But then by that time,
too late.
It's too late. It's too late.
Because we ain't going back.
At all.
Yeah, we ain't going back. We don't go backwards.
You
we go forward.
From the beginning, no.
The ground up, man. Shout out, Jazz.
What up, Jazz?
She gave us the couch. We got black asses on right now. Her ass is white.
Something black today?
She got a white ass.
Am I black today?
Black
no,
asses.
She got a black ass, but her skin
yeah, she got a black
white.
Ass, but it's she's white. Yeah.
Am I black today?
He's light skinned.
He about as yellow as them pants.
He's a light skinned nigga.
I'm
like so,
yellow as the Kill Bill pants.
But the point I'm trying to make is like this. This shit happened by accident on purpose. Right?
All the above.
A lot of people are frowning their faces about this shit.
Our
but guess what?
That. But then our...
Let's win.
What we gonna say on our podcast every single day.
Hey, hold on, Brent.
Should be that.
Hey, listen, Brent. You talking about this? Are you saying like this? It's,
NGB all day.
NGB, never going back, all the above. But at the same time, we did this on accident, on purpose.
Yes.
That's how things happen.
Whenever we have our podcast, we have to say that part.
We're doing it right now.
Like two names. Basically.
Exactly. It's
this
all
is magic.
It's all trill of them.
It's magic.
You hear me? I said trill of them.
This magic that's moment.
The word.
Now,
the word, the word trill means the number three now. So look, it was all trill of them. You heard me? So listen. All this happened on acting on purpose. All the above. So we never going back. You hear me? So guess what? That goes back to everybody's idea that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Swag right. So it's like that, you hear me? You know what I'm talking about? We on deck like a boat, and you know what I'm saying? We gonna drop like anchors. You hear
hey
me?
Look, we ain't gotta be cute.
Hey look, we gonna
been fresh. He been fresh.
What are you talking about being cute?
Hold on.
Hey listen, man.
About being fresh, hey, right? Hey, look, listen to me.
Alright, man, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
We're not superficial, what I'm trying to say.
If it ain't beneficial, it's artificial. We're not
right.
Superficial.
So we don't do the superficial thing. Like we're not sitting here with the microphones
coming out right now.
Looking all cute and all that shit.
My braids coming out right now.
We might bury 100,000 still by a fucking coal mine or some shit and leave it there.
You know what
I mean? And then put 100,000 in the goddamn fucking bank. You know what I'm saying? So it can accrue. It's a whole different mindset. This is a movement. This ain't no game. We're not playing with this shit. So, niggas is not understanding where we're going with this right now. This is not just like some goofy, my buddy.
It can only get bigger.
Right.
Let me just tell y'all real quick, the way he just made that example, when he slapped my shoulder, he kind of hit me a little bit too hard. Mm. I just want to say that real quick. All right, go ahead.
I hit hard. I like hitting. So,
hard too.
I'm sorry. Mm. Sorry, I had a moment. Just thinking about food. Think about food. Number 5 on the menu.
Okay,
my favorite number. But
I gotta edit all this shit.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Nobody knows what's going on. Yeah. So look,
this shit normal. Hey, hold on. Alex, time to get excited.
Well,
yes, you know
every
I'm
time.
Excited.
Every time.
Because. We need haters, but don't be a hater. I don't know how to put that, but y'all know what I mean.
Let me put it there. Let me put it there for you.
Tell them how it goes.
We need the haters. We need the spectators, and we need the facilitators that's going to be with the haters and the spectators.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all like haters?
I love them.
Do you like haters?
I love my haters.
They make they I couldn't do it better. You know why
I love all y'all answers? Because this is why I asked y'all this. Mm-hmm. I love all y'all answers. You said I love the haters, right, Doug? Mm-hmm. You said I love the haters, right?
Yep.
All the time. They get excited. Brandon, you said you love the haters, right?
Yep.
None of y'all said y'all hate the haters. Because you know why? That'll make us a hater, too. Exactly. We don't hate y'all. We love y'all. Keep it coming. Right. NGB never going back.
What they say? Haters wanna hate, ballers wanna ball. This is my song for real, no doubt. When I'm DJ's making me feel the doubt. When I'm running on the dance floor, we begin to dance floor. Feeling on the line when I'm feeling on your booty.
This nigga R. Kelly, the only nigga I know that, remix his own song
just with no features on it. For the weekend.
You know what I mean? That nigga Kelly said,
looking for something to get.
Let me bring up a little preview of a remix. That nigga gave you a remix. It's in the song.
That shit don't hurt you.
I love pain.
Oh, shit. All right. So listen.
I hate pain.
I like pain.
I'm already in
Because when Aja look at me, right?
Hey, look.
All right, look.
Hey,
look.
We're
going to talk about this, right?
Hold on. Let's talk
this
about
this morning.
This pain. Hold on. I'm about to bring the microphone to you. We're talking about pain. You say I love pain, right?
Yeah, some Ja Rule. All
right, look. Check me out.
He said he has some
Ja Rule. Nah, you stupid.
Pain made me strong.
You heard me?
Uh-huh.
Pain made me strong.
Right.
It did. Right. And I felt like...
Can I have a hug for that? Because I know your pain.
Hold up, Isaac, we're getting excited.
Joy and pain.
You feel me though?
Like sunshine.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say less.
Pump it up.
Let's go.
Listen, pain make you strong. Because, like, listen, you got to take it into everything in bittersweet, trial, tribulation type swag to the point of where what you going to do? Are you going to celebrate? I was talking to you about this earlier. What you going to do about it when it comes to life? Are you going to celebrate or you going to complain? Because I guarantee you, if I wake up in the morning, I got a million things to complain about. But you know how many things I got to celebrate? You hear me?
What?
But what path I'm going to take? You hear me?
You got to take the path that's narrow.
So check me out. The narrow path is very, very hard to celebrate because there's so much negativity that you can complain about. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So listen, once you get to that spectrum mentality-wise, especially while going through it, you know, you have them lonely battles mentally sometimes.
Okay.
Because you could call me right now and be like, hey, say I'm going through it with this situation. It could be about a...
What's
yes,
your time?
Yes, say my name.
November 6th, 1988, Scorpio.
Let's go. I'm a Virgo. My birthday is September 8th.
So check me out. Bye, bye, bye. So check me out. So when it comes to certain things, you got to realize this. You really have the choice. Though life is complicated, it's only what you make it to be. You hear me? Life is very, very complicated, but it's only what you make it to be. It's easy for you to wake up and say, man, fuck is. Excuse my language, you know what I'm talking about. But it's very hard for some reason to say, I love what's going on today. Why? Why you don't love waking up? Why didn't you say, thank you, I can bring God into this, but yeah, God, thank you. I'm going to say, just you as a person, why can't you wake up and say, I'm so happy today because my eyes are open? Instead of saying, damn, I got to go to work today.
I'm sitting right next to you.
You heard me?
Hey, look.
Go ahead.
This shit is real. So it's like, I could be selling crack today, doing a home invasion tomorrow. This is my lifestyle. My lifestyle, I don't know. I don't like talking about it. I can't talk about my lifestyle because my shit is real federal. You know what I mean? So it's like, I got to be a normal guy. You know what I mean? I'm cool. I'm a cool guy. I can't even put my hands on people. So it's just like, I feel like this. I've came a long way.
Yeah.
So why the fuck should I complain about being alive and being able to still do it?
Check me out real quick before I get Isaac ready to get excited on the scene.
You already?
Let me say this one thing right here. I heard this a long time ago. I'm a young grown man. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm too young to be feeling this old, and I'm too old to be acting this young. You heard me? So check me out. I heard somebody tell me before, they say, man, look, this when I was about 18, 19 on the scene, like a movie, they say, a lot of us ain't gonna make it up out of here. And like you, my whole thing is this. Of course, ain't none of us gonna make it up out of here. But guess what though? I know what he was talking about when I started seeing everybody not make it up out of here. And when I say that to the swagger like this, the same thing that everybody was doing when I was 18, 19, 20, 22, 27, 28, all of that. Them boys died, man. And a lot of them, they doing life. But let me just say one more thing, Ken, folks. Check me out. Because my thing is this. No one ever, they never got the chance to grow up to the mentality of like, you know what, this ain't what it is. You know what I'm talking about? Because I was doing the same thing, but I got spared. You heard me? And it's all off of grace. You know what I'm talking about? So for me to complain about anything, that's me being selfish. That's being very selfish. Because I got a lot to celebrate. You know what I'm talking about? I just wanted to say that. I'm ready to get excited.
Yeah, real quick. You're a great fucking talker. You really are. Like, you're a good talker, bro. And you got a good screen presence. You're really good. Like, that's awesome.
Like, give me a hood. This is like Sparta.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Jeez
Louise.
This is called Man Down.
Oh, my fault. Kill Bill, motherfucker.
Kill Bill, motherfucker.
You all right, nigga? Fuck that shit.
Keep it going.
Well, you know, they asked me to bow, but I told them I had a cramp in my thighs.
Right.
And it was because I was killing too many of them men.
Right.
Those were the haters.
The haters are great.
I love them because they assume, so they make an ass out of you and me.
Not us, though.
Well, not no more, because...
You never did.
Well, they never did, but...
You never did.
Lucas.
But that was their belief system. We going by the fact system right now.
We got to play out is, position.
We going to have podcasts. We going to have photo shoots. And people are welcome to come down, take photo shoots. Mm-hmm. We cheap prices, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. if not free. And we're going to make a catalog. Yep, we're going to make a catalog. Yeah, if not free.
Turn that camera on, too.
And because we're going to get some sponsors. See, you do stuff free. And sometimes money will come.
Well, yeah.
You're supposed to.
That's right. That's how it comes.
All right. I'm a trapper. So, a trap.
Hold on.
I'm all
let
about.
Let me say one thing.
Hey.
How do you just introduce yourself one more time?
I'm a trapper.
Go ahead.
I traffic. You know what I mean? I'm me. You know what I mean? You can't catch me, though. That's Ventron. You can't catch me. But look. What I'm saying is this. When you get to a situation... And you want a situation, if the only way you're going to draw money is by giving. If you don't give, you're never going to receive. Receiving is not about...
Getting back.
I don't think about what I give to people. I don't give a fuck what I give to people. You know why I don't give a fuck what I give to people? Because I did it from my heart.
Genuine.
It doesn't come from, I'm trying to put a vice on somebody or be on some bullshit. I'm G'd up. I was showed from the street. Like, you know what I mean? My nigga, he's my enemy now. He told me when we first came to the street, he took me to his house. He sat me down in his chair. I used to always fuck bitches in that chair. Mm. He sat me in that same exact chair. We used to share bitches too. Shout out Julius, I love him. Mm. His birthday on the 13th.
He passed?
Nah.
Okay.
That's a long story, I'll tell you about
long
that.
Long story, gotcha.
He told me number one rule, no snitching. Number two rule, no flashy shit.
Uh-huh.
Getting money, nigga, you stay low.
Yeah.
And number three, it's not you, it's we.
Say number three one more time.
It's not you, it's we. So, sometimes I speak in singular, but I'm supposed to speak in plural.
Plural, yeah.
Because I'm so used to being singular because of all these fuckboys out here that be doing whack shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like right now, I'm in a comfort zone with these people that I'm around.
Understood.
I love all y'all.
I love you too, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah.
As far as when it comes to business and personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would do anything for each and every one.
Let me ask you this, Kenfo. Break down your relationship with us three on a personal level. How the love is between us.
Okay, I'm going to start with Isaac.
Go ahead.
Because I met Isaac before I met all y'all.
Understood.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Isaac sat down and we talked. Isaac always know I'm busy. So I'm like this. My ass is hot. I'm ready to move. You know what I mean? And he's like, hold on. Let me show you something. And I'm I'm paying attention. And I'm like,
yo, all the time.
Man, this motherfucker knows some shit. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the podcast.
I had no choice but to listen to her.
Rest in peace.
My little show.
Mm. Al Sinat.
Already.
Alex. Mighty.
Yo.
God bless.
We would have had Mighty here.
Yeah, my phone just
died. This is for Mighty. Mm-hmm. This right here.
Yeah, please record this part, please.
Are you recording that right there?
Oh, yes.
This is for Trife. Because of Trife, a lot of us are connected.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? B didn't like me. She thought I was a nut. You want to record? You know what I'm saying?
You
want to
record?
And I was. I am. So, I met Tex years ago. Because I used to be in the traps. We used to be in the traps, the parties, doing what we do. There ain't no capping here right now. Like, we're not going to do all this capping shit. Like, oh, we was just some goody two shoes that found us. Nah, we were sinning. We knew what we had to do. Sinning is winning. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for a dream, Martin Luther King got clapped. You know what I mean? God forbid, I'm sorry, Martin, but you got clapped, nigga.
Got to learn to earn.
Malcolm X got clapped, too. But he got clapped by his own people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a very...
Hold on. Are you saying living a dream is wrong?
A dream. A simple fantasy.
I feel like going for your dreams while living through a nightmare is what this is about.
That I wish was reality.
You got to look at the man in the mirror. So
we did. We did.
How'd you meet? Go ahead.
I met Tex. And we never really met. The way we met was like we never met. It's like I seen him, he seen me. Young, light-skinned, wild boy.
Gotta be
I'm on my shit, got the fur on. We in the trap. We don't even know where we at.
You gotta be light-skinned though, right?
Yeah. Because you was a real pretty guy, man. You know what I mean? Right. You know I was real grimy, big fur on and all that. Big and cool.
Siegel.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, right. Kempo on Paper Soldiers too.
Yes.
You heard me? Big bully.
Yes.
Wall Street bully,
hey,
my
listen,
nigga.
Hey, listen. No cap. Hey, listen.
I used to rob niggas.
I told him the other day.
I've been trying to listen. Put my finger on
Brandy, I used to rob Brandy, niggas.
Brandy, you know what I'm about to kill you?
I done seen niggas pee on themselves. I seen niggas pee on themselves. Niggas pee on themselves, and the pee is trickling down to
them. I talked to bro. I said, bro, you know what you were like? You were being single last night.
Yeah,
on Paper Soldiers.
Get the bill. Get the bill.
State property.
Talk to him.
Hey, look. Hey, is this recording sound?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say it like this, man. Text, you know what I'm saying? Then it went up 10, 12 years.
Yeah, you're right.
I ain't seen him. I've been doing my thing. He's been doing his thing.
We start kicking hard, man. I was chilling with anything. Hey, go ahead.
Well, he was kicking it with a mutual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the mutual, nah, it brought us. I said, oh, shit. That's my nigga.
It was some.
That's my nigga.
It's like that.
That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's like that.
Right. Yeah. So we said, okay, we locked in now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say less.
Thanks.
It is what it is. Now we locked in because, like, oh, shit. Now.
That's what's up.
It's different. You know what I mean? I met B.
Through Mighty.
Mm-hmm. Bow, bow, bow.
Me too. I love did you too. Forever, Mighty.
Yes.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yes, you did.
We went up and two.
But, put it in the freezer. So you get cold, baby. She didn't like me. You know what I mean?
She didn't like you.
I can't beat it up.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm a very mean person. I'm very mean when you first meet me because I don't know you. You know what I mean? So I don't really give a fuck how you feel.
But check me out, though. Mm-hmm. Even with the nonchalantness, with just the what's ups when I seen you, mm-hmm. I ain't feel no swag toward you. Did I come that way?
Nah, nigga.
But when I first met him, like...
It was just different.
Mighty had got caught up in some shit.
It was different.
And then whenever I saw him, he would mean mug me.
Yeah, Mighty got caught... He fucked some shit up with the car situation. Oh. She thought I was mad because she thought I was psycho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was it,
I am. But it's got nothing to do with her because it's not her fault.
I still have recordings and pictures of Mighty.
But
recordings.
I realized that he's a cool guy. Work. He's low-key kind of sweet guy.
There we go.
I like being sweet.
Hold on.
I'm a Virgo.
He was going to sing.
Thank you.
There
you go.
No problem. He was going to sing. One more thing.
Let me tell you. Tell me about your sweet kind of guyness about yourself. What's that?
All right, I just learned how to be sweet. I don't like being sweet. I think being sweet is fucking weak. You know what I mean? I think being a sweet person is a sign of weakness. It's a sign of who you're not and who you are.
No, when you go to the bathroom, you might need it yourself.
I just got
a kid. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but still.
You know? So it's like,
oh, no. I'm
going to take it, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't really.
No, not for that. You know what I mean. It's ready for you go in there.
Right.
If somebody
I love
might
the back B-roll, too.
Yeah.
I know why you're talking. I'm talking about love, how it was still.
Yeah.
Keep it going. I hear you.
All right.
Yeah, no. Keep.
I'm 20, man, so look.
Yeah, don't stop talking because you hear shit going on in the background.
That's just what I do.
One thing. Uh-huh. All this shit natural. Like, can't fucking say, hey, listen, this ain't no, you know what you said earlier? When somebody was taking a picture of it, you said, oh, nah, we ain't no cute shit. Like, we ain't got to get ready. Mm-mm. So listen, while you speaking, Kenfo, you speaking what you talking about.
To ground up.
You gonna hear background, like what they hear in the background is genuine. You hear me? So like, if somebody's walking outside to go do something, you gonna hear it in the background. But what you talking about, it was being heard, and they gonna hear everything.
I got holes in my shirt.
Yeah,
I switched up. I had a fresh outfit on.
2020.
I don't give a fuck about being fresh.
2020. Oh, hey, look, Isaac, ready to get excited?
Well, I don't know about the excitement, but I am truly above and beyond what I thought could happen, because I used to tell Mighty these things all the time. I used to tell Mighty this was a dream of mine. And I don't think he really believed that I could do it.
You don't think so?
He knew, but he didn't think the time would come, you know. I got a lot of recordings of him and stuff like that. He was going to sign, because he was like, oh, you for real? You for real? And then, you know, I seen him that night before.
I got you.
And well, you know, I'm not one to be kind of sad or whatever
you're
like that.
The dream come true still, though.
Right,
bro.
I'm going to keep it going because
put it to use.
He said, keep it going.
I got you too.
So, yeah, Mighty is what made me want to do this. I wanted to do it with him, but unfortunately he passed away. Because this is something that I kept telling them about. I just never knew that it would happen.
God bless.
You know. And we're going to keep it going. We're never going to stop.
That's, you hear me? NGB, never going back.
Never going back. Because there's a lot of people that see what's going on right now. Yes, and sir. We haven't really began, really. Like,
you know why? Because it started at the beginning.
Right. So they see. And, you know, they're going to be like Donkey Kong throwing down the barrels on you. Mm-hmm. You just gotta be like Mario, go get the princess.
You gotta dodge the bananas that Mario Kart trying to throw to you. You can't slip. You hear me?
You can't fall off.
Yep. Go ahead, tell them.
We're gonna have clothing lines. Everybody's gonna have their own designs. Everybody can do their own art. This is gonna be
graphics, everything, you know.
A new digital video audio version of a museum because it's gonna last like a museum. It's going to be forever.
There we go.
So even when we pass away, somebody else will grab that torch.
And that's what it's all about right there, making sure that somebody else is going to pick up where everybody left off at. You know what I'm talking about? Got to be legendary. I know Brandy been over there doing her thing. You know what I'm talking about? She been on the camera. You know what I'm talking about? She been peeping swag. But I want Brandy to come over here real fast. Can you come over here real quick?
I don't know what to say that.
You ain't got to say nothing too much. You ain't got to be nervous. Listen.
That's why I think I got to say.
Hey, look, shout out to Jay. You know what I'm talking about? She ain't here right now. But Brandy been over here doing her thing. And she been literally listening to everything that we talking about. And she's part of the movement. Not part of the movement. She is the movement. You know what I'm talking about? So here she go right here. Listen, Brandy. Just when you talk to them, just tell them about how you feel about what's going down. And also tell them about, like, you know, who you is as a person and what you see what this thing could feature out to be like. From your core, from a female's point of view, and the genius inside you. Go ahead and unleash it.
You make it seem so natural, but I'm really nervous about this. But yeah. I feel like we're going to be the best. I think this is going to be something that people are going to copy.
Oh, really?
Like,
it's a movement.
Yeah, it's going to be a movement. Yeah, they're going to try to copy.
They ain't got that vision.
There's about to be some leadership.
Got to have a vision.
Yeah.
A lot of people about to follow.
Yes, I really believe that. But yes, this is Brandy. I'm very shy, quiet. I don't really know how to do this, and I can't talk like Tex. But like you said, I sit back and
you
I watch. I'm gonna learn eventually, though.
It's regular.
That wasn't nice.
Hold on, no, don't get distracted. Go ahead. No, can you try to find excuse to get off the microphone?
That wasn't nice.
Hey, hold on.
That wasn't nice.
Hey, Brennan, say your departure because what just happened is now that boy Doug just hopped on the scene and she tried to find her way off the microphone. And she felt like, okay, well, he here. So, no, it's not. You still got to be right here.
And it's weird because I can talk with y'all, but like knowing I'm like right here.
Yeah.
It's making me
Why
nervous.
You can't talk with me?
No, it ain't you, Ken. It was like this. She, matter of fact, we ain't gonna talk about it. We're gonna let her talk one more time.
It's putting me on the spot. It's not.
Watch this.
Even though it's just us. We're not even broadcasting right now. But I still feel mad nervous. I know.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
Hey, this is what we're gonna do right here.
I'm not a talker.
Hey, Brandon, check me out. You're not a talker, but you're a listener. So if you listen a lot.
Take a shot.
If you listen a lot, that means you got a lot to talk about.
Mountain Dew.
And the reason why you got a lot to talk about
because
it's
so hard.
Because that's what she said.
I'm a pirate.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
And what was your response?
I'm a pirate.
A pirate. That's your rated R. So look.
Yo.
Like a beast. Hey, listen.
See, you how natural you are with that crazy shit.
Freestyle one.
Give
him the freestyle.
So check me out. Give him a freestyle?
Yeah, just a little freestyle.
Say a word.
Okay.
Hey, once we get on our podcast, though, y'all, once we get legit, we got to learn how to not do that. We can't be stealing the mic as we talk.
We do that.
Oh, no. We ain't stealing mics.
We do that.
No, we ain't stealing mics like this.
This is me and him.
Brent, if you talking about something, and
that's
like,
energy.
If I say some shit like to the point of like,
right.
All
right,
Brent, say it one time. Boom. Yeah, go on, take it.
No, I feel you, but he can't be like, all right,
we can get a mic.
You know why he could do that? Because he going to get a microphone right back after, because you know what it is?
I'm
gonna tell you why. Right now, I could bring up something about.
That's what we're gonna do. That's the plan.
Yeah.
All right, check me out.
We're making it. It's gonna happen.
So you can't put this back here and everybody can hear everybody.
Nah, it'd be better like this.
Everybody will have their own.
So look, if I'm talking about an airport right now in New York and he grabs the mic, I'm gonna grab it like this. But if I grab my,
we can get the lane.
Check me out. I just went to the excited. So check me out. If I talk about an airport right now in New York, bro, might grab the mic and say. Oh, yeah, that airport's in New York be crazy, too.
I'm reading some shit right now, right? No, I
don't care no more.
Pass it over.
Mother and her one-year-old child.
Oh, shit.
Mother and her one-year-old child kidnapped at gunpoint while loading groceries. Mm. Okay, listen. Niggas be asking me why I'm so aggressive. I've been this way, though.
Current events.
Let me tell you what this nigga just did.
Let me tell you what this man just did.
This man, in the middle of my conversation... He grabbed the microphone and this is what he did. He came with the news break with very important message about somebody getting kidnapped and dead or whatever, and then go back to his conversation. But yeah, I'm aggressive though.
Wait.
Why
I'm saying I'm aggressive is because this world has become aggressive in the past 2.5 years.
Humanity is breaking down.
Yes. So people. Stress levels
on purpose
are to the fucking roof, and they don't even understand why. Right. You know what I mean?
There's enough to go around.
Right.
It's not necessary.
I've been living in stress, so I don't give a fuck about it. I walk through it. That's right. Clap for me, motherfucker. Because that motherfucker's going down.
Laugh. I like that.
And just like that.
Where y'all get this from?
I got it.
Walmart?
So look, check me out. Let me ask y'all a question, right? Y'all heard me? So
what does this do?
Do y'all know vegetarians?
Oh, it changes your voice.
Okay, then. Hey, check me out. Do y'all know any vegetarians? Or vegans?
No, I don't. Actually.
Yeah, I know some.
Do they eat animal crackers?
Yo.
That's a good question.
Wait.
Hey, oh, I can't hear myself.
It's not laughing.
Do they eat animal
crackers? I can't hear myself.
I done fucked it up.
Yes, you're.
Thank you.
Mike,
you're,
check.
You're,
Mike, check.
Wait.
Watch
out.
Take wireless, probably.
No, wireless. Don't touch wireless. Don't touch wireless.
That shit dead.
It's dying. It's dying, too.
So I ain't fucking enough. Yeah, you did.
But it's dying because you shouldn't press nothing.
It's dying because I press something.
You might have pressed it by accident.
But look, check me out. Let me ask y'all a question.
I didn't press nothing.
Right. Careful.
You did.
Do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Whatever. I have a better question. Lizzo. Y'all know Lizzo. Lizzo is a big girl.
Yes.
She's vegan.
Okay.
Why is she so big if she don't eat meat?
She probably be eating like trees and holes.
Hey, look.
Like, you gotta be like careful. She down with the Illuminati.
Ain't got nothing to do with your metabolism.
She might eat trees. She might have a bump
dog. You fat.
She might be
skinny and skinny.
She might be eating trees for real.
Yo, one thing too. Like, if you're born fat,
I'm sorry, she looks like a dude.
And you've been fat all your life, and then you lose weight, you look mad crazy.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Like you on drugs.
Some people are supposed to be big.
You like you on drugs.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Hey, look, y'all want to know some crazy? This is some crazy shit. Look, it takes about one tree can make a million matches, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
But one match can burn down the whole forest.
That's some good shit.
You heard me?
That's right. That's right.
You hear me?
That's right.
One tree can make a million matches, but one match can burn a whole forest.
We gonna be that match.
And that song?
I said, yeah.
So we gonna be that match. We gonna be that match
to be that. But you heard?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Ain't that irony though? That's irony.
I watch.
All right. Now we gotta know all about stuff like where to find. Where we find you at?
Put the tags in.
Yeah.
Already. You want to put some tags in? There you go. I'll be ready to get excited.
I would not buy name brand shit at all.
I just going to start this clothing company here. We're going to have
$100 for a t-shirt? I bet the fuck not.
Oh, well, no.
It doesn't matter how much money I got. I will not spend $100 for
a t-shirt. It's going to be affordable.
And, no, I'm talking to him.
I'm going to have a ladies' line. I'm going to have a man's line, too. I'm going to try to cater to the ones that's in this area. My algorithm in my mind is there's more women,
right?
And they spend more money. So we're going to make sure we get that in there. It's Anubis L. Bay Clothing, and we're going to make everything happen.
Can you spell that?
A-N-U-B-I-S-E-L-B-E-Y.
I need to write it down. I need to see it. I need to see it. Stop it. Write it down on the phone.
Anubis?
There he is behind you.
A-N-U-B-I-S.
Anubis.
Anubis. Anubis. What's the first part?
L Bay.
Anubis.
That's recorded.
Anubis. L Bay.
Anubis.
L Bay.
Where does that come from?
That's what it is.
Where does it come from?
Let me go back. Sorry, I was too far.
Well, because here in America, this is...
When was the last time you locked your hair?
Oh, it's... I gotta go get this V. You know, I promote my girl V. I gotta get it
that's
done. She's gonna tighten up. She's gonna do two.
That's what's going on. One.
Don't care. She's gonna do them.
Yeah, the two strands.
Yeah, I'm just letting it grow right now.
The power.
You know, it looks bad right now. I know, but
mine's look good. Mine look horrible.
But I started when I had bald head. I didn't have no hair.
I don't think
it was bald headed.
It's not. You got your hair too good. I mean, it will, but it's too.
Mine's straight. It took a minute for
it's
it.
It's gonna take forever. Yeah, it's gonna take forever.
It's like a long ass time.
Yeah, because you got good hair.
It's that German in
there. Yeah.
What if I did? Well, what
the Germans were Moors, too.
You can lock. It's just one
Europe
take a
was
minute.
Conquered by the Moors.
Bro, what the hell?
You're going to be like, inform.
From 7-Eleven to 1492.
Inform.
But we're back.
What's the nigga name?
Snow.
Hello. It takes two to make a thing go right.
Hey!
It takes two to make it out of sight. Hey! Split!
Oh, shit!
Yeah. 1, 2, get
yo,
it!
My nigga,
oh,
my leg!
Oh, my leg!
You got stripper potential!
Say no more,
don't
kid!
Don't ask me today.
Yo, hey, T. Bro. T.
Yes.
You got stripper potential, bro. Huh? We're gonna put you on OnlyFans.
My nigga, I got a real fucking
Magic
concept.
Mike.
Magic T.
That nigga pulled up with the you dip, I dip, we dip.
Yo, you got potential.
Say,
I ain't
man.
Doing it well either.
Yo,
say. Man.
That's an old school song, Dad.
You heard it? Whoop, Dad, he is. Hey, Kimfo.
Like this book.
Hey, Kimfo.
I like the worm, all that shit.
That nigga worm backwards. Kimfo, hey look, just in case y'all missed it, I know y'all ain't see it.
Let's do it.
But this man, he ain't just like, you know how you see, this is how I do the worm. I will casually, I'm going to tell you this. I'll casually float my body forwards and just lay on the floor and start, you know, worming that thing, right? This nigga went from jumping and laying it on the ground and did the worm backwards one time.
I couldn't do it.
That nigga said, hey, little mama, why you just here, lizard? Yeah.
Hey, look.
Oh, we doing hats, too?
I love the worm.
You do anything
that nigga
you
smell.
Can we
you never seen a worm before?
Yeah, I've seen the worm. I did the worm. No,
you talking about
you? No, Kenfo. I did the worm before.
Remember, Kenfo.
I sent it to the facts.
He used to always ask me to dance.
I did. Hold on. Okay, I didn't know you did the worm.
Yeah.
I did the worm too.
I just split all.
Hey, look, ask my ex. She got mad at me when we first met. I went out to her get together where we was at with her people. Yeah, I said, I'm about to do the worm. She said, you better not do the worm. I ain't know nobody. I did the worm.
Together.
Hey, we can do the worm together one day. Hey, look. Coming soon. Me and 20, me. Hey, look, you're going to see Texas, Cannon. We're going to do the worm together one day, y'all. It's going down. You heard it here first. The worm coming soon, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sir. It's going down.
Shout out to Kanye West, man. There.
White,
black.
Oh, he gave me an
idea. Well, that's a white girl.
He gave me an idea.
You got spirit through the wire sometimes. NGB.
We got...
I might have to save it because I was doing it.
We still here, y'all. I just want to let y'all know we got Isaac ready to get excited. We got Brandy on the scene. We got your boy Dub. All love. Straight thug. You know what I'm talking about. Records.
I need you to find me a thing. Isaac getting ready to be excited. Brandy about to, you know, be dandy.
I got you. 20 getting money. Brandy, sweetest candy. Ain't nothing being played with.
Oh, bracelets.
Yeah.
Everybody
say that shit, though, man. Okay, then we going to talk differently. Listen.
I don't even see the moon.
Okay, we're gonna do it like this.
You don't even know what that song is.
20 getting money, Isaac getting excited. Brandy.
What's she doing?
Brandy is Brandy. The candy.
Nah.
What B doing?
B is keeping it easy.
Keeping it easy.
I don't like that.
B keeping the G.
I don't like that.
Queen
I like
B.
That. I don't like that. We gotta keep it gangster with her.
Brandy B and Queen
yeah, she,
B.
She gotta be,
She Queen B.
I got you.
Can you dig it?
Make me a nickname.
I got you, but it's gonna come regular.
Queen B.
Can't think about it. It gotta be freestyle.
Honey B.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gotta flow.
Yeah, I ain't gonna think about it. You know what I'm saying? Brandy understands.
Being lush today.
You hear me? Hey, look. Brandy understands me.
That's my day off.
Brandy understands me. Kinda, yeah.
There you go.
Brandy understands me.
It's my day, right?
I like that.
See, it comes naturally. Brandy, I love you, Tech, yo.
It's my day off, right?
Brandy understand me.
It's my day off.
And look,
right?
She understood me by talking about what she was trying to get understood about.
I'm hanging with this light skinned nigga, right?
20 getting plenty.
Hold on.
20 getting plenty.
I'm hanging with this light skinned nigga, right? I'm hanging with this light skinned nigga, right?
Yes, sir.
Tex ain't never going flex.
Yeah.
Tex is the best. He gets two texts.
Don't do texts.
No. Is always gonna make sure that everybody is doing better
girls
than the rest.
Green too nowadays.
You know why text is important?
Green. Why is that
green.
Important?
Because he got the voice
black,
of the people.
That one.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So I'm gonna get the
that means a lot.
The voice of the people is very important. Know what I'm saying?
Then we gotta make a website.
How do you do that?
I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. 20 are going to get plenty. Hey, look, when Isaac come on, don't get excited, but I guarantee you, Brandy understand me. It's like that. Reckless Tech show.
Wait, wait, wait. Do it again. I want to get attention.
That was good, too.
I love y'all, too. It's like that. You know what I'm talking about?
That was right.
I'll stop you 10. You know what I'm talking about? We had 20. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, look, check me out. 20 always getting plenty. They already get excited. You know what I'm talking about? Reckless texting, but guess what? I know Brandy understand me. It ain't no playing games out here. NGB never going bad. Brandy understand me. And 20 getting 20. And Isaac, time to get excited. You hear me? Reckless texting.
Let's support. Get it.
Black, yo, black. You the dopest, bro.
Yes, sir.
Your mouth is a
it's
gift.
Like that.
Of game.
Of yes.
Yes. We need you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy?
You need to help me.
You know what's so crazy?
Do what you do.
I've been trying to get this nigga to come and fuck with me.
I'm putting that on Snapchat, just to let you know.
2 years. Not really. But really.
Already.
We was doing what we do, and it mounted up. So the relationships now, look, all these relationships that I have right now are not relationships that are, well, Tex is the only relationship that's...
None of this shit is
13 years. You know what I mean?
But even less than that when it comes to Lincoln, though.
The Lincoln was only 2.
Yes.
But we knew each other 13. Right? So it's like, it's amazing what you can do when you put your mind to it. You know what I'm saying? When you understand who you are and what you are to that person. Isaac, same thing. I felt like he was a facilitator. He's my elder. So I have respect for my elders. But on the same token, he's my equal because he's talking to me like I'm his equal.
Like that.
You get it? You get it?
No.
Even a child.
Niggas don't understand that. When the elders invoke you into their world, now you in a world that you never experienced. So you cannot say much. You have to listen. You have to be quick to hear and slow to speak. You know what I mean?
2 ears, one mouth.
That's it. So
on purpose.
So when he pulled me in, I was
all
like, he's dropping gems on me. But he wants to see where my mindset is at. Because niggas' mindsets be all over the fucking place.
You right.
Right?
There's a lot to think about though.
So I'm coming from the street. Drugs. I'm street.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So he's like, this nigga probably just a wild dickhead. Mm-hmm. And I started talking. And he's like, watch this. Next thing you know, 20 minutes turned to hour. Hour turns to hour and a half. You know what I mean? But it was all good knowledge that was appreciated in my soul. You know what I mean?
Something build off.
Brandy.
It was a seed.
She doesn't even know the power that she obtains, right? She doesn't understand who she is.
You know, I love Brandy though. When it comes to swag,
I'm gonna let you go
because she's a learner. She doesn't know. Because she's a learner and an observer, and she really would say it to you,
right?
And really would tell you that, listen, I don't know this, so look, I'm trying to learn from that. So like,
keeps it real.
She keeps it real. Go ahead, Ken Folk.
No, that's all I wanted to say. He said it.
Yeah.
She keeps it real. You know what I mean? She understands. You know what I mean? And if she doesn't understand, she still understands until she understands.
She's gonna ask.
She's gonna ask.
Yes.
Yeah, she should. Hey, look, even the genius asks questions, you hear me? If you feel like you know it all, you ain't learning nothing. I don't want to meet nobody that feel like they know it all. I don't care how old you is, I don't care how young you is, I don't care what color you are, I don't care where you were born, I don't care what you've been through. I do care what you've been through because if it's something serious, I might can help you with it. But I'm saying like this, I don't care about what you've been through to the swag of, like, you can't tell me something too much that I don't already know about. But guess what, though? You can, because guess what? I'm not ready to learn. You know what I'm talking about? I do not know it all.
I know one thing, though.
What's that?
I don't know everything.
Exactly, and I ain't supposed to. And that's why genius asks his questions, you hear me? That's why if I knew everything, something wrong, man.
And that is one thing I do know.
I know enough. Hey, look, I tell you one thing, I know enough though, you hear me?
I know for a fact all three of y'all can teach me a whole fucking
lot. You heard?
But you're a woman, you can teach us a lot too.
Exactly.
There's things that you experience that we haven't.
You as a woman
and a mother
being
black mom,
being wanting to learn too, also
right.
That's very intriguing and very interesting also. Women, so like, so when it comes to men, that's actually men though. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about some nigga shit. That right there is what we should be looking at too.
Right.
You feel
no,
me? Like
no behind the scenes stupid shit.
No, I'm talking about to the swag of like, you see a woman, a grown woman. Okay, you see a mother. A mother, you know, hold it down. A grown woman, hold it down. You know what I'm talking about? You heard me? And she wants to learn. You heard me? Something. There's a lot of females out here. I ain't gonna just talk about females. A lot of men too out here. But it's a lot of females out here that really could care less what the next man think or do. You know what I'm talking about? Or like, fuck these niggas.
You gotta learn signals, like when to cut it short or when to stop.
True that.
I was recording on this. I didn't mean to stop.
Understood. I'm listening to you.
But I was recording on this and it stopped automatically.
Gotcha.
I didn't know why.
Understood.
Oh, he'll have to tell you when he comes back.
Yeah.
So, but if you click on it again with a press play.
I have to turn it back on.
Oh, okay. Then. So I might have like a little limit thing.
One second.
Go.
Can I get that smoke break in real quick right now? It's time for a smoke break. I gotta go talk to
the ancestors. Okay, yeah.
I'll be right back.
That was Isaac ready to get excited. Rest of Texas out of this motherfucker. Hey, look, you understand? Like a movie, NGB. Let's go.
Woo, my bad.
You like that blunt too, Tex?
Yeah, it's outside. I got right, you.
Cool. How do you find the pictures that we just did, like the video we just did? Because obviously it stopped. It's recording now.
I ain't had time to fool with that thing.
So, where's the video? Does it record video? Or is it not recording?
They're recording all the time.
So how do you hit play? Okay. How do you get the sound? Well, you have to like plug it up to a computer to get the sound.
The shoot come out this time, though. But hold on. Now, you ain't supposed to click this thing.
Because this is a lot of good content.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, let's smoke
a
break.
Keep it swagged
up. Smoke a break.
It's smoke a break.
And then come back to it.
Okay, for real quick. Before we step out with the smoke break.
All right.
When you press.
What y'all just listened to is just the minds yelling, sitting around, just having casual talk. It's like building a company from ground up. Different aspects, regular algorithms, normal times, uncomfortable, weird times, but it all makes sense because that's how you build a company. I mean, that's pretty much how you bring things into retrospect and forward. You know what I mean? That way you can understand what the people are really doing. Like, you know, we all took some of our personal time and brought equipment. Isaac really initiated the situation when he did what he did by actually purchasing the place for us to dwell in. And then pretty much everything else from there followed suit. Everybody just played their position. Just really thankful for what I'm not going through and what I am going through to make me a better person in life. To have understanding and clarity of my misdoings and mishaps and wrongdoings. Not being a victim all the time. Being a good team player. Being a leader when I have to. Being a follower when I need to. You know what I mean? Gotta understand your positions in life. Gotta understand where you stand. Gotta understand who you are and what you do. Everybody wears many hats. That's just life. The circle of life. When you understand that, it helps. The energy is better because then you can facilitate and understand why you do what you do and how you do it. And have enjoyment of it because it's not a burden. You know? So that's what this segment was basically based on. It's not something from you really. Yeah, it is something for you to learn from. It's actually like all walks of life coming together for one goal. And that one goal is to win. It's like putting basketball teams, football teams, baseball teams together. People coming from all over. But when you formulate these people, they become the champions that they are before they even knew they were. So that's what's going on right now. We're in championship mode. But like anything, you got to get it started and you got to have patience and you got to have consistency. So this is what it is. It's going to be a lot of consistency here lately because it's strength in numbers. I thank you guys for coming together. I thank you guys for understanding the plan. And I thank you guys for helping execute the plan as we keep finding out more and more about what we need to do and how we need to do it to make the plan a better plan. A lifestyle, a movement. Reality itself. Spoken from existence. Not dreams, visions. Clear visions while you're awake, while you even sleep. No distorted views. You know exactly what you need. Just 20 to God, man. Is you serious? Never going back. You know? It's crazy how it's growing. And there's no money involved in this situation right now still. Everything's being funded because this is what it has to be. Everybody got to work. Everybody got to keep moving. There ain't no magic happening over here. Unless we make the magic. Take care of yourselves out there, man. It's getting even more crazier. Crazy shit that's going on. Stay dangerous. Pay attention. Shout out to all the real towns, ghettos, communities, gated communities, strip clubs, strap houses, bandos, you know what I mean? Murky waters everywhere. It's scary out here, man. But you don't have to be scared if you got that energy of patience and courage to pay attention of or pay attention to what's in front of you. Break it down for what it's worth. Because it's not always what it appears to seem to be. It's just be an illusion sometimes. Sometimes it is what it is, but you still can defeat it if you have the will to do so. So this is where we at right now. The defense is the best offense. We're going to play a lot of that right now and guard up because we have to. There's no other way. Be safe out there, people. It's 20 to go. Holler at your boy.